Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and today I'm going to answer a question I get asked a lot, which is, should I go direct to the processor? As a merchant services sales rep or an ISO, should I go direct to the processor? Well, first of all, I need to answer this question by explaining what it even means, because almost everybody who asks me this question actually has no idea what they're talking about, to be really honest with you, because in this industry, a processor can mean so many different things. So let's talk about what a real processor actually is. So there are certain tasks that have to be done in the merchant services industry, right? We have tech support, we have customer service, we have billing, we have underwriting, we have risk, we have compliance, we have PCI compliance, we have funding, right? We have, I think I already said billing, whatever it is. So all these different things that have to be done. We have people that have to sell. We have people that have to manage the people that sell. We have the statement analysis that has to be done. So what happens is that we've come up with all these different names that, you know, in this industry, you know, you'll hear names like an ISO, a super ISO, an acquirer, a processor, a backend, a front end. And you're like, what is all this stuff? Well, there's a reason you're so confused. The reason you're so confused is because in this industry, unfortunately, many of these terms are actually interchangeable and people randomly use them for different purposes. So when people talk about going direct to the processor, usually what they mean is going direct to the company that actually moves the money to and from the business owner's bank account. Okay, that's about the best explanation I can give you in terms of what people normally mean in the industry. So we're talking about First Data, we're talking about Vantiv, we're talking about Global, we're talking about Chase Payment Tech, and several others that are moving the money, literally taking the money and depositing it in the merchant's bank account, withdrawing the fees, sending, you know, the statements out, doing the billing, okay? So in other words, does it make sense to go with one of those companies, or does it make sense to go with an ISO that is registered with that processor or acquirer or whatever you want to call them? Where do you want to be in this chain? Because certainly you don't want to be too far down the chain. You don't want to be working for a sub ISO of somebody, because then what happens is all those ISOs in the middle, they're all getting a piece of the profit. So you make a sale, there's $100 worth of profit for the processor. So then you got this ISO is making $5 a month, this one's making $5, this one's making $5. By the time it gets down to you, you know, and the processor you work with or the ISO you work for, they've got to take their cut, and you as a sub agent are getting very little money, because even if you get a, you know, 75% split or whatever you're trying to negotiate, you know, 75% of what? You know, it's not worth very much money. It'd be better to get 25% of what the processor gets than 75% of what the sub ISO gets, because the pie gets really, really small. So naturally, what a lot of people think is, I need to go as far up the food chain as I can, and let me just go direct to the processor. And they call up Vantiv, they call up First Data and these companies, and they're like, absolutely, call up TSYS. We have a direct sales team. Sure, you can come go direct with us, right? I personally think that it's a bad idea most of the time to go direct with these large processors. And let me tell you why. There's two reasons. Number one, these companies are actually not very good at servicing the sales organization. They're definitely not very good at serving the individual sales rep. So if you have less than 15, 20 sales reps, if you're doing less than 100 deals a month, it actually doesn't make sense, in my opinion, to go direct to TSYS, direct to Vantiv. Because they just don't do a great job of that. They're primarily concerned with risk, underwriting, compliance, moving money. They do these things very well that are transactional, but as far as providing a great level of support to your sub-agents or servicing them, things like that, they're really not very good at that. That's why most of them have a relatively small direct sales team, but a relatively huge channel of ISOs that sell for them. They are good at servicing the large sales organization, not so much at servicing the individual sales rep. So number one, in my opinion, the TSYS, Vantiv, Chase Payment Tech, First Data, going direct to these companies, in my opinion, is not the best idea if you have less than 100 deals a month that you're doing, because number one, the service side is not great. The second reason is really surprising for most of you, and that is that the financial aspects of it are usually not as good either. Now this one will probably surprise you, because you would think, well, if I go directly to the processor, at the acquirer, whatever you want to call them, right? If I go direct to the company that moves the money out all the way at the top of the food chain, certainly I'm going to get a lower cost structure and a higher percentage split than if I went with the next level down. Actually, not true in most cases. Here's the reason why. these large companies like Vantiv and TSYS and Chase Payment Tech and First Data and Global, they make their money in bulk by attracting the largest ISOs or super ISOs or whatever you want to call them, the independent sales organizations with the most reps that are doing 1,000 deals a month, 800 deals a month, 2,000 deals a month. They are looking for those organizations. So what they do is they provide volume discounts, right? So maybe they give this particular processor a 3 cent cost per transaction. They give this ISO rather a 3 cent cost per transaction because they're doing 1,000 deals a month, okay? But if you come to them as an individual rep, they may give you a 6 cent per transaction cost or 7 cents or 8 cents or whatever because it's a tiered thing. So if you go direct to them, you get a 7-8 cent cost. But if you go to the next level down, the largest ISO that is, you know, one of these really large ISOs that's selling for Vantiv or TSYS or Chase Payment Tech or Global or First Data, if you go to one of the next ones down, they are actually trying to keep their volume discount, so they want your deals. And they're getting maybe a 3 cent cost and they're willing to pass that cost on to you because they need your deals to maintain their bulk amount. And good news, they also support you better, right? Now, the other thing on the financial side, what I find is that Vantiv, TSYS, Chase Payment Tech, First Data, Global, they are usually not very good at paying out a big upfront bonus and providing free terminals to you. That is also a big problem when it comes to financial, the finances of the business, the cash flow side. Now, I know for many of you, you're like, oh, I don't care about that. I just want the high percentage. That is really stupid, okay? I'm sorry, but it just is. It's stupid. I've talked to so many reps and ISOs in the last couple months where I'm like trying to beat it into their head. I understand that you don't need the money. I get it. You don't need the upfront bonus. But that does not mean it is really smart to just not get an upfront bonus and just get the highest percentage residual split. Money is money, okay? Money today is worth more than money tomorrow, a little bit, okay? So if somebody offers you, $400 up front and 60%, and you're like, no, I'll take no money up front and 70%. That's stupid. Hello? You're giving up $400 to get $2.75 a month. That's dumb. Don't do that. So you want to have multiple schedules. So yes, you want to have the straight percentage split because every once in a while you sell that mega client that's doing, $1,000 a month in profit. Well, obviously then that extra 10% is $100. So yeah, I'll give up $400 up front for $100 a month, but I'm not going to give up $400 up front for $2 a month. So you need to have multiple schedules so you can place different size merchants with different Schedule A's. Now, again, the big one, the acquirers, the ones that are moving the money around, they don't usually have those types of programs. The super ISOs, just that next level down, the big independent sales organizations, they usually are willing to finance the equipment cost and the upfront bonus. So if nothing else, it gives you more options to negotiate. So should you go direct with the processor? Well, number one, it depends on what you mean by a processor. If you mean these big mega companies that are moving the money around, my answer is no for two reasons. Number one, because they're not great at servicing the individual rep, in my opinion, in most cases. Number two, they don't have the kind of financial programs that you're actually gonna want as a smaller team that's building. When you get over 100 deals a month, yeah, then you should definitely be talking to them and figuring out what your cost structure would be. You're going to register your ISO, a bunch of other stuff you're going to want to do. Email me and talk about that. I'd be glad to talk to you anytime. James@ccsalespro.com. Look forward to speaking with many of you. Hope you all have a tremendous day out in the field today.